We're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 at AHST High School here this morning, and we're going to start with
Nathan Patti. My parents are Bill and Amy Patti, and I have two younger brothers, Ryan and Evan.
Great. Well, Nathan, let's talk about classwork and stuff. What classes did you enjoy here in school?
Some of the classes I really enjoyed at the school was my math classes taught by my grandfather, Tom Patti. I felt like I learned a lot, and he's probably one of the best teachers I've ever had. I know I also enjoyed classes with my football coach, Davis Patti. He always made things fun.
Okay, Davis Patti. Gee, a relation there too?
Yeah, distant, but we're not at the same Christmas or anything like that, but there is some connection there.
All right, you buy your own turkey at Christmas. Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you've been involved in here in school. What extracurricular activities have you been involved in?
Well, I like to play sports, football, basketball, running track right now. This year I actually ran cross country as well as football. Had a great time. Probably one of my favorite extracurricular activities is student council. I've been on student council for 4 years. Really like opportunities to give back to the community and represent my school and my student body.
Did you intend when you started high school to be as involved as you could be?
I didn't really have any idea what I really wanted to do in student council. I just started exploring different avenues, found out that some things worked, some different. I don't know. It just kind of happened. I'd encourage anyone to, you know, at least try. I mean, you can always say that it didn't work out, but it's hard to go back and start over.
Well, and some folks will join things to be a mm-hmm. part of something. Did you do that, or did you really want to try to actually make a difference?
As far as student council, it just kind of happened, and then I stayed in it for, the reason to make a difference. But I mean, a lot of sports, I wouldn't consider myself a natural-born athlete. I just did it to have fun with my friends. And
Good idea to try as many things as you can. Find out what you like,
exactly.
What you're good at. Let's talk a little bit about your future then. What's up for you this fall?
This fall, I'm going to start my goal to obtaining a bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering at Iowa State University.
What got you turned on to Iowa State?
Well, I found that math and science is a lot easier for me as a student than English, so I decided that engineering was a good route for me.
Okay. Why'd you choose that particular field of study? I mean, it's a little bit specific. It sounds pretty exciting, actually. Why'd you choose that?
Well, I had trouble picking between. It was just kind of somewhere to start. There's, good job demand for it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know if that's what I'll graduate with, but I figured it'd be a really good place to start. Sounds very interesting.
Okay. Well, where does that all take you then? Where do you see yourself down the road?
Hopefully an engineering job in a nearby city, so it's not too far away from home. But I don't know what the future holds for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the field of study that you're choosing, it would seem like you would be tied someplace, probably not like Avoca, something a little bit larger.
Yeah, maybe not.
But you and I were talking before, and you said you'd love to be able to raise your children in a community like this, in a school district like this.
I do. I love my hometown. I love AHST, and I really want my children to have the opportunities that a small high school can provide. I'm a big supporter of small high schools like this.
Excellent. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know as they get ready to start in the fall in their high school?
I think it's important to plan ahead. You don't have to have your whole life mapped out necessarily, but I think it's important to have a plan and to, take your classes seriously, but at the same time realize that high school is a time of learning and growing, and having fun is also important.
Excellent. Nathan, thank you very much, and continued success to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Who's next?
Leah Spitznagel.
Leah, tell us about your family.
My parents are Doug and Karen Spitznagel. They own the grocery store in Avoca, and I also have a big brother, Brandon.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork for you. What classes did you enjoy?
English classes have always been my favorite. I'm a big fan of Mr. Ross's and Mrs. Pearson's English classes. I feel like I've learned a lot from them.
Okay, so Nathan's got the sciences and the mathematics and stuff covered, and you're going in the other direction.
Definitely. Math and science are not my strong suits.
Okay. What about teachers? Do you have any favorites? 10 years from now, at a class reunion, when you get together with some of your friends that you haven't seen in a while, what teachers will you still be talking about?
Mr. Ross, Mrs. Pearson, definitely. I very much enjoyed their classes, and they're also my speech coaches, so I've learned a lot from them, not only in English, but in performance and theater, so that's really great.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Speech has been big, and then I've also been very involved in music and drama. I'm not so much an athletics person, but more performing arts. And then also student council has been something that I've been very involved with.
Okay. I want to talk more about the performing arts part. Is that something that you've always gravitated to, or is there someone or something that kind of pushed you in that direction?
That's something that I've always kind of enjoyed. In elementary school, we had a really amazing music teacher, Mrs. Krambeck, and she made things really enjoyable. And I've always just stuck to it and really appreciated the support from our current vocal teacher, who also directs the plays, Janet Patti. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've just always really enjoyed it, and I've really enjoyed the support that I get from that particular group of people.
Are you the type of person like that then that gets inspired by some of the adults around you that seem to be enjoying what they're doing, like some of those instructors?
Absolutely. I think it's really great to see adults who are really thriving in their jobs and really passionate about what they do. And it really encourages me to get going and be a part of something like that.
Excellent. Well, sounds like you've been pretty busy and having a good time with it then. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. What's up for you this fall?
This fall, I'll be attending St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa. At first, I'll be getting a bachelor's in early elementary education and then hoping to move on to the graduate program for speech-language pathology.
Okay. Well, I have to ask because I get a lot of Iowa, Iowa State, Drake, UNI, and then some of the smaller schools around this part of the state. St. Ambrose isn't one that I hear a lot from students around this area. How did you go about finding that?
Well, only several schools in Iowa offer speech-language pathology as a major, and so I was looking into other schools at first, and then I decided to visit St. Ambrose just to make sure I was exploring all my options, and I fell in love with the really small private community, and the campus is gorgeous, and everyone I met is so friendly. Nice. And so that's why I chose St. Ambrose.
Okay. What do you want to do with that degree then? Where do you see yourself down the road?
Probably in a small community like Avoca, not necessarily Avoca, but somewhere relatively close to home because I'm so close with my family. And so hopefully I'll have a job as a speech-language pathologist, which is pretty much a speech therapist, mm-hmm. and just helping to make other people's lives better, and effective communication is key.
Sure. Do you see yourself being involved in, like, community productions or maybe volunteering or being involved maybe at the local high school, wherever you are, somewhere down the road, helping out with some of the performances and things that you've enjoyed while you were in school?
Absolutely. I think just the impact that it's had in my life, just knowing that it can make such a great difference in the lives of students, I definitely want to help out with things like that down the road.
Great. Well, Leah, let's give you some advice, give you a chance to give some advice here to the eighth graders before they start high school. What do they need to know?
I think the biggest thing is just to keep in mind that schoolwork is important. It's so easy to fall back on things like that. But also remember that you don't get this time back, so it's important to have fun with things.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you for your time, and again, continued success to you.
Thank you.
All right, and we have one more student here at AHST to visit with today, and you are?
Nicholas Ahern.
Okay, Nicholas, tell us about your family.
All right, well, my parents are Paul and Carmen Ahern, and I have two older sisters, Sophia and Maria, and then a younger sister, Jackie.
Well, talk a little bit about schoolwork and stuff. What classes did you enjoy?
My favorite classes have probably been graphic design and accounting, so like an arts and then a business.
Usually kids gravitate toward one or the other. Either they like the math and science, or they kind of like the English and that kind of stuff. You kind of just like it all?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. A little variety never hurt anybody.
For sure, yeah.
Okay. Talk about teachers. Who are you going to be talking about down the road when you get together with some friends years from now?
I really enjoyed Mrs. Barrett as an art teacher, as well as Mrs. Weiser as a business teacher.
Okay. Why? What makes them special?
They're both very focused on what they're doing, and they're both very clear in their expectations of you. And I really like that as a teacher, giving me that feedback.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been involved in band and speech and art, obviously, as well as some dabbling with student council and swim team and that kind of stuff, too.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among those things?
I like everything, but I don't have any particular favorites, no.
Okay. Well, what about awards and things, then? Are there particular awards that you've won through some of these, that accomplishments that you've made that you'll be particularly proud of looking back?
I really like seeing my art getting awards, especially because it takes me so long to do projects. And I also enjoy when I, like, work really hard on either speech performance or band performance, and then it finally pays off at the end.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about your art, too, because, you know, art's a pretty broad topic. What specifically type of art do you do?
I do both work with Photoshop as well as like sculpture, especially this year, mm-hmm. is what I've been working on.
Very good. Now, is that something you plan to continue on the rest of your life?
I don't know. I enjoy it, but I don't know if I necessarily want that to be the focus of my the rest of my life, really.
Yeah. Well, of course, it could be just something for fun, too.
Yeah, that definitely.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this fall for you. Where are you going to go this fall? I know you're kind of still weighing your options. What are you considering?
Either Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, or Washington University in St. Louis.
Okay, so you picked two really easy ones to get into.
Yeah, kind of. Not exactly.
Not so much, no. Why those universities? Why did it come down to those two for you?
They both, they're very similar universities, which is why I'm still trying to decide. They both have a medium-sized student body, about 6,000 students, so a lot of students, but not too many. They both have really good locations near a big city, so there are a lot of opportunities, like, for culture and everything. And they also both have really good academics that I feel like I can really push myself while I'm in college with them.
Yeah, really no bad decision either way, but talk a little bit about what you want to study. What do you want to do when you're there?
Right now I'm looking at biology, like the biological concentration, maybe botany, but I really have no idea, so we'll see.
Well, do you have some thoughts down the road? What do you think you'll be doing with the rest of your life professionally?
I really want to do research, like field research in far-flung countries. I don't know, if be it with medicine or with plants or whatever, but that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Okay. Well, a lot of options out there, a lot of time to worry about it yet. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know as they get ready to start that high school journey?
I think it's really important to do what you like, both in classes and extracurriculars. But at the same time, you should make sure that you're balancing, because you never know how your mind is going to change, and you want to make sure that you keep your options as wide open so that you can do anything you want.
All right. Very good. Nicholas, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. I want to thank Nathan and Leah and Nicholas for spending some time with us. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at AHST High School.